WLNDFM, Signal Mountain, 98.1 The Lake. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake. With your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, June 29th, 2025, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 Radio, and also on all popular podcast platforms 3 days after this radio show. So sit back, relax, and get ready to discover the healing potential of nature's pharmacy. Whether you're a seasoned natural health enthusiast or just starting your journey, there's something for everyone on Vital Health Radio. I am Ed Jones, the founder of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga and growing since 1979. And joining me is the guru of the common man, the calm within the storm, the lighthouse of wisdom, and the soon-to-be vice president of Eastridge, Tennessee. And he thinks he's a comedian because I had to do a retake on this. And you know, remember that show, the Andy Griffith, where Andy would pick on Barney and he would just crucify him, and it was just Barney would just get so upset. Well, that was me. I had a little blowout because Clint gave me a look, and then Cody was standing there videoing it, and he had a smirk.
Well, I'm not, if you'll notice, my back is to you. I'm not really sure I should look at you because apparently looking at you causes you to have a conniption. I just smiled at you in a professional, friendly way, and I was getting cussed out. I felt triggered. I think I need to talk to Sean Whitfield about the working conditions here. poor corporate culture here on Vital Health Radio.
And you have a witness.
He's got it on videotape, too.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Audio and video.
Yeah.
Well, I have my moments. I do. But it's all part of the plan.
Hey, I could give you – you might want to turn your mic down just a hair. Just – I'm looking at the levels. Me and you are kind of far, but just a hair. Yeah, just a little – A little bit. There you go.
Okay.
I'm trying to help out a little bit.
Well, I'm a little still. I'm triggered myself with testosterone.
See how much more even now we are in the levels?
I have double the testosterone you have. That's why my numbers are bigger.
Whatever.
That's why
you gotta say.
All my things are bigger than yours.
Of course. Well, you drive a jacked up truck. Good job, buddy. Way to go.
Yeah. Well, my body weight's not, because you're looking kind of stocky over there. How much you weighing these days?
I weigh 220.
Ooh, 220.
Yeah. Yeah.
Body fat?
Yeah. You're really personal today. You know what? I think you'd mind your own affairs, sir. It's America. It's a HIPAA violation.
Hey,
How many lawsuits do you want to be involved in, man?
Well,
back up just a little bit.
I actually counted. I've been in five.
No, I know. Okay, great. Let's just keep moving. I didn't mean to start. We love everybody. God's good. You've never diagnosed me with anything. I trust you with my life. Continue on, sir. Jeez almighty.
You shouldn't open that can of worms. I know I'm going to talk about it.
Close. Back to you.
Yep. Slam.
Yep.
All right, I worked hard to get a lot of good health information for the community, for you. Hopefully you'll make some changes, even though we've been doing this for years now and you really hadn't done a whole lot of changing. But you never know. You plant seeds in people. That's what I do.
You know
what?
Plant
seeds.
I'm really glad I make a lot of money to host this with you, because it really makes it worth my while, said the broke dude at the table.
Hey, we're going to get sponsored one day by RFK, and we're going to be all over the United States.
Yeah, he needs a sponsor. Sean's got the
connections.
Yeah, well, he's making the little, you know.
He's the one making the cash.
You got the store to sell stuff. He's making advertising. All right, what you got health wise?
Well, one is I am half starving most of the day. I'm getting ready for the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, July 19th.
Yeah.
And I've been 7 days on probably 25 carbs a day. Ooh. I forgot what it was like to be hungry and craving, and it is working. I actually see a little abs that I didn't see a week ago, because I do have a very good metabolism for burning body fat.
25 carbs, though.
Yeah.
Wow.
I am going to have one. We sell these unbelievable biscuits at Nutrition World made by a local lady who has like 14 children. I don't know how she does it, homeschools, and she still makes us biscuits and sweet rolls. So I'm looking forward to this Sunday having one biscuit.
You going
to
have any honey or anything on it?
Nothing on it but butter, organic butter. So it's pretty sad when all week long the one single thing food-wise you look forward to is one biscuit on Sunday. But it's worth it. 3 weeks will pass by quickly. I will do the best I can in the contest. And I just want to be – my goal this year is to be more cut, which means less body fat, than I was ever. So I think I can do that adequately. So we'll see. I'm going into it with complete happiness and joy regardless – as long as I'm there, I will be joyous to be there.
Awesome. So, I can't wait. It's going to be fun, man.
Yes, it will be.
Yep.
I heard a story. Actually, Kim told me this story from a friend of hers who works at the insurance company. And this really, I didn't believe it when I heard it. I actually had to look it up on AI, and it was very true. You know how I speak about Forever Chemicals?
Yep.
How the, what are you doing with your hands over there?
I'm getting a mint, sir. I'm just, oh. You're very easily distracted today. Maybe you should back off the testosterone, eat a carb or two, but continue on.
It probably is the carbs that's screwing me.
You're a little hangry today.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all right. So tell me more.
Katie asked me a question on text, and I was completely, gave an absolute insane answer. And then she said, what? And I looked back and I said, I'm sorry. I'm on 20 carbs. I can't think very clearly.
Dad, have a banana and be sweet. How's that?
Nope.
Okay. Talk to me real quick. AI.
So this person has a parrot of about 15-year-old parrot named Bubba.
Okay.
Well, this, and you know how I talk about Forever Chemicals. I'm humongously connected to so many of our materials we use in our life, like cooking pans, Teflon, nonstick, all the things that we thought were tremendous inventions have come to haunt us.
Right.
Because they block hormones, they cause cancer, they increase thyroid disorders, neurological problems. Now, does it happen in small amounts? No, it happens over decades of use.
Right.
Like many things, like lack of exercise, just decades of not using it causes grief. Well, I was told this story that a parrot, when she fixes the food for the parrot, if she fixes it on a Teflon pan, it will kill the parrot. Well, I didn't believe it because I can't imagine that much Teflon could come off of a pan to kill a parrot.
Mm-hmm.
I looked it up and it is 100% true.
Wow.
That parrot will die if it's fixed a meal off of Teflon. Does that not tell you that we don't need to look any further, that Teflon is being excreted by pans? Yeah, look it up on AI. And so it's the old story, the canary in the mine. I mean, this is, you know, the old coal miners would put a canary down there to make sure there wasn't toxic gas. Well, this is a parrot in the pan. I just made that up. A parrot in the pan theory. So
very
I want to patent that. And so it is going to drive me into all of my utensils because I do cook about twice a year. I do put a piece of toast in a toaster, but I still want to have these pans regardless of the fact that I don't really do much with them.
Right.
Now, what do I think about eating out? I can't do anything about it. There are parts of life I just have to accept, but it is so interesting that parrots all die if they were cooked, their food's cooked on Teflon. So I don't need to see any more science about that.
Yeah, here it is. It says cooking for a parrot on Teflon or other nonstick cookware can be dangerous or even fatal to the bird due to the release of toxic fumes from overheated coatings. Teflon and similar materials can release these fumes when heated, and even small amounts of these fumes can be harmful, especially to birds with sensitive respiratory systems.
And just think of all the cooks who use these pans 8 hours a day. They're breathing these fumes. I didn't even know it made fumes.
Yeah, it's mostly because of the fumes instead of the food.
That is blew my mind. I thought it was from particles coming off when you stirred it and it went into the food. But how interesting is that? So interesting. So I ate at Southern Star, I ate at Southern Star about 3 or 4 times a week. And I had a really interesting phone call. I was doing an interview with Jed Mescon, wonderful guy, and JR. And we do this once a month. And he's asking me all these questions that come in on text messaging. And Cody was there to video, so we'll have probably some clips of that. But I made the statement of how I use olive oil on every single lunch and most suppers because I know very in my heart of hearts, if you only can do one thing for your health, it is consuming more healthy oils. One is it pushes some of the unhealthy out, but it is part of the brain, it's part of the myelin sheath, it's part of so much of our heart health. And so I made this statement, and I said, I eat there three or four times a week. Jed said, hey, this is interesting. Someone just sent a text in and said, I hate to disagree with Ed, but Southern Star is not a healthy place to eat. And I said, well, again, I go back to, we can almost find some healthy things at almost all restaurants. It may only be one entree,
right?
But you have to look. But I said, here's the deal. Southern Star doesn't use any canned foods. I don't know of another restaurant that doesn't use canned food.
I got one, I think. I think it's Zarzar's. From what I understand, I've said this before, I could be wrong, but up until a couple years ago, they never had a can open.
Wow. So. See, I love that. To me, that almost be a standard certification of a no canned restaurant.
That would be good. No can openers here. That'd be good. A little stamp. You should come up with that.
Yep.
A little symbol of a can opener. It's an official world certified restaurant.
Bingo. That's what I need. I'm so bored. I don't have anything to do in my day as a businessman. So I said to this person, I said, well, one is they fix everything in the kitchen fresh almost every single day. Second is I do have probably as good a blood work as any human has ever had at 68. And thirdly is I don't know any man at my age who can keep up with me at the gym. So honestly, obviously what I'm doing is working. Well, that was a little flare-up moment. You know, I did get a little grouchy, I guess. No, I didn't. I was very honest. Because Southern Star is a really nice family-owned restaurant. And what do I have there every day? I have broccoli. I have coleslaw that doesn't have mayonnaise, so I'm not getting the seed oils. It has all the cruciferous vegetables to help get rid of chemicals and indole-3-carbinols and all the things I search for every day. I get it every single time I go there. They have I would never eat the fried food. Of course, it's got seed oils in it, but they have to serve the general public. But I just really recommend Southern Star if you make wise choices.
So I love Southern Star.
It's all about wise choices.
I eat there for different reasons, but yeah, I love Southern Star. I'll eat there for their banana pudding, but continue on.
Interesting story I got from my friend Brian Connell, my workout partner, is he had a small skin cancer removed on the under part of his arm. And he went to the doctor, perfectly great, had a little surgery, got it removed, went back, got some stitches out. Now, just remember, this is a skin cancer about the size of the end of my pinky.
That's what I was going to ask about. Yeah.
About the end of my pinky. A little bigger than maybe normal, but just about that size. He gets the bill 3 weeks later. This is why medicine doesn't work. It's incentivizing.
Let me guess. Can I guess?
They're incentivizing the wrong path of healing. What?
$21,000. How much?
$21,000.
Holy mackerel.
He paid $500. Medicare paid $20,500 for a 20-minute operation and then removing stitches.
Well, behind that, though, there's probably labs where they're checking to make sure they got it all, if there's anything else. There's ancillary stuff with that. But to your point, I don't know if you could justify, you know, a line item invoice of $21,000 for that.
Nope. So why would they look for anything better or preventative or anything else in that field? And I don't blame them. It's the broken system, not the broken people.
That's right. Yep.
Yep. All right. Hey, you know what? That flew by so fast. It's time to take a break. When we come back, I got so much good info for you. I'm excited about it. That plus more as we continue. For Clint Powell, I am Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
The 5th Annual Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Optimize You, is coming soon. Set your calendar for Chattanooga's premier fitness event, July the 19th, at the Chattanooga Convention Center. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. And a new division for 2025, the Slim Fit Showdown, presented by Goss Insurance Agency. To learn more, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Optimize You, Flawless Aesthetics, Nutrition World, DPC Center, Goss Insurance Agency, Chat Mortgage, White Lightning Harley Davidson, Agape Medical Spa, Zerkops, Scenic City Fitness, Summit Physical Therapy, Our House Studios, Texas Roadhouse, and Sweat Club, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey, At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537. If you've dreamed of owning your own vineyard and working farm, your opportunity has arrived in Ringgold, Georgia, with 70-plus acres of hayfields, grape vineyards, blueberries, and wildlife. The Vineyard Farm on Hooper Road is now available and priced at $1.2 million. Contact me for your personal tour. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 423-315-1815.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Hi, I'm Blake Watson.
And I'm Sean Whitfield. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Don't know where to turn for advice or have questions related to your home? Are you a do-it-yourselfer?
We are your home source for useful tips and guidance from many great home improvement professionals.
If you miss any episode, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Your Home Radio Download,
a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio Show. Your host Ed Jones and Clint Powell are back with you to empower your health and well-being, as we have done each week now for 7+ years. You know, for my first 30 years in business, I had to scrape to get anything to happen. And I've been so blessed in the past, I don't know, maybe even 10 years, to have the good fortune knock on my door so often that I cannot even put the words behind that. And I think a lot of that is the dynamics of energies and how you connect it to your own self, the world, the cosmos, whatever words you want to use. But, you know, the amount of quality, passionate staff members that have brought themselves into nutritional world, it's almost like when we try to find somebody, we can't. When we don't, and we just put out the kind of the message we need somebody, they seem to come knocking in unusual ways, whatever it may be. Somebody knows somebody. Somebody says, hey, maybe you should go talk to them. Well, one of our probable near the last few people that we've had is Thera. And Thera has come to join us at Nutrition World, a nurse practitioner and wonderful, wonderfully educated. So welcome to Vital Health Radio, Thera.
Thanks for having me. So happy to be here.
She is going to be a wonderful asset. You've been there already for several months, gotten a very good experience in regard to what we do, how we do, what we have. And there's a certain learning curve that's pretty dang steep. And I don't think anybody who comes to Nutrition World realizes what they're jumping into in the boat. The rocky boat at first, because it's long days at times, and it wears you out until it learns to enliven you. And when it does, you go home feeling better than you came some days. It's still somewhat challenging at moments, but generally it's a wonderful, a fulfilling place. But you have a history. You have a story to tell about And I love it because the medical community, who has stories to tell of how they shifted with perspective, to start, maybe tell us how you got started and when you got started in your life with this pursuit of hoping to help people's health.
Yes. So I started out in my early 20s as a nurse's aide, and then I transitioned, you know, throughout school into a registered nurse. And then 15 years ago, I graduated from nurse practitioner school. So okay. I've been in that space for decades. So I loved it. I love health, and I love helping people. So that was my motivation. About 7 or 8 years ago, I started having issues, whether it was anxiety or acne, different things. My husband had psoriasis, just different medical issues. And when I would try to go into the conventional world that I was part of for help, I would get a medication. And so a lot of times I couldn't tolerate it, or I didn't want to be on a medication, you know, for the rest of my life. So I prayed about it. And with any health issue, I would find like a holistic answer. I would find lifestyle, eating nutrient dense foods, you know, optimizing sleep. There's so many herbs. I think the reason, like you're saying, that Nutrition World has so many options and so many supplements and foods is because herbs and medicinal mushrooms, they're so abundant. We have so much to go to, you know, in the functional space. So once I started learning about functional medicine, I was like, where has this been my whole life? Because this is amazing, and this is true health. And I can say in my 40s, I'm healthier and I feel better than in my teens and 20s. So I love that, and I'm super passionate about sharing that with others, and I get to do that at Nutrition World. So we get people from all walks of life. We get people who are very knowledgeable about health, and then we have people who are wanting something different and just anything in between. And so it's been super energizing to learn more about natural health and just connect with people. And the staff are super helpful, supportive, motivating, because they're into health, and they'll just share their knowledge with me and their coworkers and the customers that come in. And then our customers, you know, will share what they're doing. And so we just have a really good rapport. And like you said, you know, it can be long hours and you're on your feet, but it's just so energizing. So I've enjoyed it.
Quick question. Have you, because I've heard this theme with Dr. Deering and other people we've brought in, was the moment you said you started looking for other answers.
Yeah.
So this is the part where I struggle. Maybe you did too, because the answer was a lot of me stepping out of my comfort zone.
Yes.
Because we are so used to getting the peel.
Yes.
Is there a cough syrup? Is there a peel I can take?
Right.
What's the next thing that's going to make me lose the weight or get sleep? Give me something. And a lot of times, the reason I don't like talking to people like you and Ed is because y'all are going to say, that's great, we've got stuff. But before we do that also, how many donuts are you eating, Clint?
Right.
And when are you going to bed, sir? How much water are you drinking?
That's right.
Because we just dismiss like it's not the answer.
Right.
When in reality, before you start taking this stuff, even from Nutrition
World, foundations.
Yeah,
the
I don't like that. Yeah. I'm glad you're there to preach it, but you and Ed, every time I start with something, he's like,
right.
Well, what's your diet like? That's not what I want. I want the peel. Fix me.
Right.
And you came from that world.
Yes.
It's got to be kind of cool to bring the good stuff from that world and then mingle that in with this other world that's got all these other options.
It's been amazing. And I talked to tons of people like that. And I feel that especially with foundational health, with nutrition, with nutrient dense food, a lot of people feel like they're going to give up something if they go into this realm. And you will feel, you'll have to have some discipline for a few months, but once your taste buds are not hijacked by chemical rich foods, I feel like you go from black and white to color as far as your taste buds and the taste of food. I crave beets and salmon, and it sounds crazy. Whereas before I was had sweets, was a sweet addict.
Look at you smiling
or
when
junk
you talk
food.
To
yeah,
me. You know,
yeah.
I was like, beets?
Yeah.
Have you had a Krispy Kreme? And all of a sudden, like, you stopped that, Clint. Good for you, though. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, there's, and I understand we can't change everything at once, but I think steps we can do are just going to go a long way. And then that's motivating and energizing. And you're really not going to miss out on anything eventually. And they're, you know, they're healthy sweet treats too.
The flip side, I'll give it back to Ed. Two things I want to ask you about.
Healthy
one is I always figure out though that we always look at it as missing something.
Yes.
We don't understand what we're actually getting.
Exactly.
On the other side of that.
Yes.
And the other thing is I've learned when I'm on my game, because sometimes I'm doing better than other times, when I'm doing it right, I'm amazed at how comfortable I can get with feeling bad.
Yes.
When you're coming through the fog and you're like, my joints don't hurt, and I don't crave food at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I can sleep better, and I didn't do anything except discipline, which that's what it's
called. No,
it's amazing how we can get used to that.
No, absolutely.
Well, I love the fact that I love partnering with people who also have the immense knowledge that you have about the physiology of the body. I mean, you've dealt with patients for years after years. You spent years studying. You know about how the blood system works and the organs. And you know, most people who work at nutrition stores would never have that depth of knowledge. There are some self-learners who are pretty darn smart, but that's a rare rarity. And to have you and Dr. Deering, Julia, who's a registered dietitian, soon to be, there's not another nutrition store, I think, in the country that would have the level of staff that we do. And let me ask you this. Did COVID change anything for you? Because I know it changed the perspective for some people in a very positive way. Locked down a few others as far as physicians and nurses. But what did it do for you?
It absolutely did. It made me question a lot of things, especially I was already on a path. I was under chiropractic care and learning a lot about functional wellness. But I started really questioning the experts and studies and how studies were set up. So sometimes studies can be set up for failure or success, and you have to question. You have to question the motive and, you know, whether there's, you know, interest involved in the outcome. And so I think that was huge. So I started questioning a lot of things. You know, I was always into health, but then I started questioning more the conventional side, which in a lot of ways is amazing, as you know, with the acute issues and things like that. But it empowered me in a lot of ways to say, hey, I'm in my body, you know, you know, and so I know myself best. So it's good to get wise counsel. It's good to get, you know, expert opinions, but ultimately it's up to me, you know, to be the steward of my health and my family's health. And so that was a huge turning point for me and a lot of people.
And it seemed like we were getting information from, air quote, and this is not a political thing, but from trusted sources.
Right.
This is good, this is bad. Mm-hmm. Like, well, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You both got the white coats and all the initials after your name. I'm just trying to go to work. You're in the business. Yeah. And it was confused. I've got friends who are doctors. They were almost just as confused as I was. They're like, all right, man, flip a coin. You know, we're going for it. Yeah. It had to be a crazy time for you.
Yeah. It was. I think it was a hard time for a lot of us because we had, you know, especially if you had a mindset shift. And so you know, how people were unable. My big issue was with science or with any intellectual aspect of life, you should be able to have discussions. You should be able to respect other people's opinions. Mm. And that wasn't happening. And I was like, you know, so many people were very brave and spoke out and have a lot of respect for that. But that was a huge shift just because, you know, people have a right to question the experts, and throughout history, people have done that. And so it needs to be something that's, you know, that's we're given freedom to do.
Well, I love the fact, you know, respecting the rights of others' opinions, and we lost that during that time.
Right.
And one of those was Dr. McCullough. We learned of him yesterday. Yes. We are going to bring him to Chattanooga on August 27th. I know that because that's my birthday, and what a great birthday. He is a brave hero. Whether you agree or not, he stood up for what he believed in and did it very strongly. So we will be announcing more of that information as time goes.
Can I put ask a question that puts you on the spot?
Sure.
Where we go? You never know what happened. So you've been at Nutrition World. You kind of talked about you had already had the mind shift into the holistic approach. Is there something at Nutrition World, something you've learned that you're like, okay, that's my vibe? Is there something that surprised you? In other words, I've found that when people start working there, they gravitate towards one aisle. Not that you don't know about everything, but that's my aisle, or that's my product, or I had no idea this was out here, and now I live and swear by it. Has there been something like that that's happened for you?
Well, I think one thing that I really gravitate for is medicinal mushrooms. So that wasn't something that I had delved in too much, but I love
same
that
here,
it's,
same here.
That it's an immune modulator. And it has amazing qualities. And so at this point, I take some type of mushrooms every day. Mm. And so I love it. And I feel I have more mental clarity, less brain fog. So it's been amazing. I mean, the benefits are just spectacular.
I mean, it's the Earth's pharmaceuticals, yes, but they're green pharmacy. I just did a 27-minute video yesterday that will be posted next week on that exact subject. Yes. As far as your focus, mm-hmm. I know that soon you'll be transitioning halfway into a coaching position. Sure. And
I need to jump in real quick on that.
Yeah, go.
She's ready to go. She's on the website and she's set up, sir.
She is?
Yeah. Just wanted to give everybody a heads up.
Well, I didn't know that. So somebody can make an appointment now?
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Are you going to make an appointment right now, Clint?
If you want to. I'm just letting you know. You're set up and ready to go.
Good, good, good. Great, well, great. So on nutritionw.com.
Yes.
Under what?
Consult, under wellness consultant.
Okay. Well, then you...
Sorry about that.
I'm thrilled. So what is going to... I have multiple coaches and experts, I feel all are experts, but they each have their focus. I'm not a big fan of the general practitioner kind of person. I think we have to really delve kind of deeply into certain categories to be what I call excellent at it. What are your three or four categories that you really are enlivened by when you have someone say, can I ask you about?
Sure. So one of my biggest loves is insulin resistance and helping people counter that. So because insulin resistance happens about 10 to 15 years prior to prediabetes and diabetes, mm-hmm. it's a missing piece to, and it's a huge driver of so many other issues, chronic issues. So I love that piece. If people are having a lot of cravings, if they are hungry all the time, having to snack. And so that's probably my first love. And then I'm also, and this has kind of evolved since I've been at Nutrition World, so many people have come up to me in perimenopause and menopause. And so I believe that natural menopausal support and just women being able to understand the changes in their body during that time, because I can, because a lot of times the things that we could do in our 20s and teens, that they're not as we don't get the same results. And so I want to help women through that. And so that's been major. I think kind of like we were talking with Clint.
It's okay.
I've
been going way worse. That's easy.
The foundations of health. And so a lot of people come into the store and into my life, saying, I just don't know where to start, because it can seem overwhelming because our food supply, there's so many issues with it. And so we just really have to become detectives. And so just helping people sort through so much information out there that's so conflicting. So I think
love,
that's huge.
You and I resonate so much on, mm-hmm. we realize that people need a plan, mm-hmm. and it needs a workable plan. Yes. And I just finished a consultation an hour before here. And I told the guy, I said, I don't want to overload you. I don't want you to spend too much money. I want you to baby step if you feel comfortable, mm-hmm. or if you want to do more, we can. Mm-hmm. But none of us at Nutrition World are trying to build a basket. Right. We know there's some mandatory items, and you are so right about insulin resistance. It is the originating metabolic dysfunction that probably causes 75% of all the diseases that we end up getting. This is not the same as elevated glucose, yet it's a cousin to it. Mm-hmm. But insulin is a kind of different category. And I love the fact that you're going to be dealing with women. Now, I feel comfortable on both sides of the fence of like Optimize You really does well with interaction with women and mm-hmm. men for hormones. I still value greatly, let's see what nature can do first. It's not a disease to go through menopause. Mm-hmm. Why is it struggling so much today when it did not used to be as big of a deal? And lifestyle is so important. So you are going to feel a need that, first off, nobody else has at Nutrition World, because the women's issues like that, we don't have anybody, never have it had anybody. And I am honored to have you to be able to do that. And we're going to have you build a business that is going to help so many people. And again, one of my my motto says I want to change the face of healthcare in Chattanooga to a modest degree. I'm certainly not, you know, we're not competing against Erlanger and traditional big methods, but I know there's an opening. I know there's a need. I know there's a craving for this other part of the conversation and staying legal, you know, doing it the right healthy way and legal way. But you now can go to Nutrition W and book yep. with Thera if you really want to deal with and create a plan. And Clint's heard me say this so many times, he's tired of it. We have to create a team around us to get to our goal in most cases, because health is not just reading a little booklet and figuring it out. We need somebody to hold our hands and create that plan and then be there for us when we have questions. So I'm excited for you to be soon turning the corner and starting to see these great people of Chattanooga who need someone like yourself. And Clint, if he was a woman, I would get him to go see you. But he does have insulin resistance.
That's Ed's way of trying to include me in the conversation in an awkward way. On behalf of Cliff, thank you very much, sir.
You know that
Scott's going to call me that when I come in next week. Scott, because he listens to the week show every week. You know,
yes, he does. Yes, he will.
I want to tag now. I want to tag with Cliff.
That could be your nickname.
Absolutely. Now, if you go to NutritionW.com, look under Wellness Consultants,
okay.
You'll see her name right there along with all the other ones you have up there, too.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. And you're working 3 or 4 days a week. You certainly can come talk to you on the floor
absolutely.
For a few minutes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Most consultations, actually, to be a detective, it takes 50 minutes, in my opinion. And anything less than 30 is probably not going to be enough to really be the detective, as mm-hmm. you said, the detective. But that is what it is. It really is. And it seems easy sometimes when I talk about it, but I know it's kind of like if I fly small airplanes. If you got in that small airplane right now, you wouldn't know which direction to start turning. You wouldn't know what button to push. You wouldn't know how to start it, drive it, taxi it, take it off, land it, talk on the radio. And that's the way it is with some people's health. They just have gotten used to just getting up in the morning, going, grabbing what they need, going to bed, doing it every single day until the nature kind of knocks on the door and says, hey, this engine ain't running too good.
Right.
And then, you know, once a symptom happens, you run to the doctor. The symptom treatment sometimes makes you feel normal. So you're like, oh, I'm all well. No, you're not. It's still under the cover. It's still smoldering. It's like that fire that you think you put out and it flames back up. It's like, well, I was going to say something bad about you.
Oh.
I know.
You see him?
I was thinking something really bad.
Running through that wheel trying to make him.
It was so bad. And being Thera was sitting here, I actually stopped it coming out of my lips.
So you're a hero,
I'm
Thera. You wear a cape.
Good influence. Yeah.
Thank you for protecting my fragile ego, Thera.
He saw the smirk over
absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, loads of other notes for you to be empowered. That as we continue for Clint Powell, Ed Jones, and Thera. Stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
The 5th annual Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize U is coming soon. Set your calendar for Chattanooga's premier fitness event, July the 19th at the Chattanooga Convention Center. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. And a new division for 2025, the Slim Fit Showdown, presented by Goss Insurance Agency. To learn more, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Optimize U, Flawless Aesthetics, Nutrition World, DPC Center, Goss Insurance Agency, Chat Mortgage, White Lightning Harley-Davidson, Agape Medical Spa, Zerkops, Scenic City Fitness, Summit Physical Therapy, Our House Studios, Texas Roadhouse, and Sweat Club, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey,
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's a regional leader that really stands out, the Vascular Institute. Why are we your easy button for care? At the Vascular Institute, we put you in control. Self-referrals are not just welcome, they're encouraged for maximum convenience and flexibility for all. No more waiting in the dark. We offer timely appointments to address your symptoms promptly. Your health is our priority, and we understand the importance of swift action. Experience the team of dedicated specialists who provide personalized care. If you're looking for more than just care, if you're looking for the leaders in their field, choose the Vascular Institute, your trusted care provider, and experience the VIC difference today. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio and podcast, the show that shares the philosophy that we can lead longer, healthier lives by embracing the latest in accurate knowledge of health and the vital importance of nutrition and lifestyle. Lovely interview with Thera.
Yeah, she's great.
My people make me so proud.
You know, we talk about this when they come in here, just so they all know transparency. We talk about them before they come in here, and we talk about them when they leave. Every person you bring in, and I mean this as a compliment, no matter what their personality is in the store, whether it's a little more quiet, maybe it's a little more, you know, bombastic, maybe they like to talk, maybe they don't like to talk, you see a certain side of them. First of all, they engage with the customer great. But once they've come in here, it's amazing how comfortable they become talking about what they know and love.
Yes.
I think when you're talking about something you're passionate about, it kind of overcomes the unknown and the fear.
It does. Yeah. I think this is almost a rite of passage to step to a new level.
Except for one person.
Yes.
Scott.
Oh.
What's up, Scott?
Hey,
here's a challenge from Cliff. Come on, Scott. Let's go, buddy.
Yeah, interview time in the next 3 or 4 weeks.
Why can we not get him on?
We are.
There's even no video. We'll get Cody just to shoot me and you, and then over his face, blur his face out like he's, you know, in the witness protection program.
It will happen.
Yeah, I think it should. But anyway, right. I can't make him.
A couple more notes here before I get to the other big-time notes. Want to talk about, again, the clinic, the Be Well clinic, the Vital Health Integrative Clinic. We kind of are going to combine those, and signage will be up soon, and. But it is at 6025 Lee Highway, one block down from Nutrition World. The phone number is 423-531-2955. Why would you want that? It is a more integrative walk-in clinic. You get sick. Now, we can't do it at night and things like that, but if you're there during the regular hours, you're really uncertain. Why am I feeling so rotten? Not sure what this lump and bump is. Oh, I've got a bad splinter. I've cut myself really terrible. This guy, Chris, PA, is amazingly experienced. 12 years doing acute care medicine like this. And he is now schooled and learning more all the time about the more green pharmacy options. And plus, Marlene, the owner, is going to be doing IVs, nutritional IVs. And that is so important, especially in this summertime when if you get dehydrated, I really am estimating 33% of all visits to the hospital, ER, and walk-in clinics is because of dehydration. And sometimes you cannot drink enough, and usually people are drinking the wrong thing, so that's why it doesn't stay in the body. You need to drink the electrolytes like we offer, which have actually the real electrolytes in there, not the Pedialytes and not the other ones sold across the counter.
Gatorade's terrible. I will say this, though.
if you take what you're doing with the clinic down here, and I know you're just supporting Marlene and her efforts, but even just supporting that, if you think about his approach, the new guy there, Dr. Deering, mm-hmm. Thera, you got the dietitian coming on. These approaches that come from the either the medical or the quasi-medical, attached to the medical world, that light bulb that goes off that there's options. It doesn't mean I have to give up everything from the other side. It's actually that integrate. The word integrate is very important there.
Yeah, it means integrate. Yeah, you bring two things together.
But people hear that and normally write it off. And I'm like, no, it's possible that people can take knowledge from both worlds and apply them as needed.
Absolutely. So, yeah. I ordered something because I have a very weak index finger. And awesome. When I also am very, very much of a lightweight when it comes to really good looking ads like Cody makes.
Yeah.
People who like that can really get me to push my little finger onto something. Well, I ordered this lead test because lead is devastating to the health of everyone, including especially cognitively. Well, there's Clint giving me the look. I got the look. Princess is getting the look, okay? And I'm going to start testing. I'm going to test Clint's headset to see if it's got lead because I think he's got lead poisoning in his brain.
Dude, I ate paint off the windowsill. So as a kid,
you licked it. I bet
I'm okay. It's like ice cream.
You're
I don't
okay.
care.
Oh, you're
yeah.
Okay.
I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm fine. I'm fine.
Yeah.
The issue I have is that you admit I just buy stuff. Weak finger. I love to order it. What are you doing? I'm testing for lead. Eventually, you're going to be in a bubble, dude. We got to help you with this.
This doesn't make me neurotic about it. I want to be a detective, explorer like Columbus did.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think he was too concerned about his lead content as he managed the raging seas and fought, sea monsters.
It's my hobby, bro.
It is your hobby. Well, let me ask you this. So where are you going to test it, and what do you test for? And this is being serious. I don't know.
You test your kids' toys.
Okay.
One. Two is, I want to find out what has lead. Plates that you buy from older plates, maybe at a yard sale or something else.
I will say, I'm going to give you credit, though. Mm-hmm. Kids' toys and stuff around your children as they develop, this does make 100%. I would buy that if I still had kids of that age.
Well,
absolutely.
I've got it at the store, and it uses a light. We spray something on it, then we put a light, the special light that came. I'm more than happy to test somebody's toy if they bring it in or a plate.
Mm-hmm.
So feel free to let us know if you want me to test one or two things. I can't test a bunch, but I'm so intrigued by these things.
Yeah.
I love.
Can I give you some kudos real quick since I gave you grief? The reason I like this and I get to give you just a little bit of pushback and make fun of you, and you're very gracious, but if you go and test by 10 test, and we can call it goofy and silly, whatever we want, we all go ha 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 at the six of them that are crazy.
Bingo.
Or don't work. Mm-hmm. But the three or four that come out and they are meaningful to us, all of a sudden we're like, we're glad somebody went over the mountain and saw what was on the other side of the valley. So back to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, saying all that, I want to talk about this study, then ask you a question. Well, first I want to ask you the question.
Okay, here, let's go for it.
Do you take short showers or long showers?
We got to define terms. What's long and what's short? I don't know.
I mean,
I'm a 5-minute shower, 6-minute shower.
Okay.
Guy.
Well, the time you spend in the shower can determine how lonely you are. This was a very big study.
I spent a couple hours in the shower. What's the problem?
Of course you did. That's what I was expecting.
Yeah. I'm a 5 or 6 minute guy.
Lonely people take longer and hotter showers because they can replace the warmth they are lacking socially and emotionally. This was research from Yale University, and it revealed 51 participants aged 18 to 45 years old, and they did not actually say the amount of time. It just says that the study suggests that our bodies may unconsciously seek physical warmth because we don't have it. So
I do. My showers they will melt the skin off most, but I love hot showers.
Do you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for my joints.
It's not good for your skin,
I don't know if you've seen me lately, Ed.
Oh, that's
I'm not really. And I'm not a magazine cover happening over here.
GQ's not calling.
Nobody's knocking on my door going, ooh, let's go get Clinton. Look at his skin.
All right. Here's the second question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you lower the lid on your toilet after pooping or not? Before you flush. I love to bring up poop information because it always makes Clint put his head down. His hand is on his forehead. His eyes are closed. He hates talking about
it. I don't mind. It's proven. As you get older, older people like to talk about poop. It's proven. You're like, eventually it's going to be, welcome to Poop Radio. It's a spinoff of Vital Health Radio. It's sponsored by no one because we talk poop. I will say I'm a lid down dude.
You are?
Yeah.
I need to be.
Because that stuff goes everywhere.
Thank you, because research has found that flushing the toilet with the lid down reduces airborne particles by at least 50%.
Oh, and they go up feet and feet in the air, and your toothbrush is sitting over there, and your washcloth, and your shoes. And I've been doing that. I don't know why I don't have a doctorate, but I've been shutting the toilet on that for the lid on that for a long time.
Clint is way ahead of Ed Jones's game.
I was worried there was too much lead in my poop, so I didn't have a tester.
Did what you could.
Yeah.
Well, this was University at College Cork 2019. Assessed the airborne particles in a shared laboratory for a week. And they monitored the size of the particles. And it was not a pretty sight. So I have a great amount of self-discipline, a lot more than I ever used to. And that lid will be down from this moment forward.
Yeah, it's terrible.
As long as I live.
It's terrible. I'll tell you what got me. A couple of years ago, I saw a video. I say for a couple of years ago. I was doing it anyway. I saw a video that did this display. You know how they do the color water, like blue?
Yeah,
And then they just left a normal sink. They had a toothbrush sitting over here, a washcloth, and they flushed it. And you're like, oh, no thank you. No thank you, sir. I'm shutting the lid.
I'm already done that experiment because I'm taking methylene blue and it is solid blue urine, and I wonder if I have blue particles somewhere in my wall, I'm gonna look because
like
I haven't looked.
Blood looks like a crime scene, probably. Yeah, of course. Like
I am gonna endorse my bidet again. It is. I have a love affair with my bidet.
Okay,
I would marry my bidet.
Did you do ketamine today?
No, I didn't.
You missed a good opportunity. This is ketamine residual effects.
Hey, my last thing on the medical myth that I try to hit every week, the medical myth that fluid restriction is thought to help people with chronic heart failure. Oh, we've got too much fluid. We need to reduce their fluids so that the heart doesn't work so hard. Well, new data from the largest clinical trial on the topic showed no improvements in symptoms, hospitalizations, or survival with fluid restriction. You will be told to fluid restrict if anything happens because traditional thinking takes a long time to change. I'm not blaming the individual person. I'm blaming the slowness of the system. Interesting, and we have to look out for ourselves. We just have to be informed. I love AI overall to help us to be informed. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll have a couple words of wisdom, that as and more as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today. Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones with my co-host, Clint Powell. And I don't know if many of you saw, you may have had in the news about the plane crash in Dunlap that happened actually yesterday or the day before. I did not realize it. I just had seen a picture of it and I noticed and I said to someone that is a Piper Cub, because most of those are yellow. They're very low power and they're a tail dragger. I fly a tail dragger sometimes myself. They're more of a challenge, but they're certainly a thrill. But I did not realize I actually knew the gentleman. Oh. And so where I learned to fly about 14 years ago was Crystal Air. It's a wonderful institution there at Lovell Field. And Taylor Newman was my first instructor, first of many, because I was very hard to teach, I think. But he posted this on Facebook. He said, "Our hearts are broken to hear of the passing of the longtime friend, Rick Trimble of Dunlap. Rick was an avid backcountry flyer with a love of Cub aircraft. He and his wife, Linda, gave Taylor his first job as a CFI, which is an instructor. They created a feeling of family in their flight school that Taylor and his wife, Crystal, have always strived to replicate. Despite the many years that have passed, running into Rick at a fly-in or seeing him in the skies was always a sweet reunion and was sure to bring a smile to your face. He will be greatly missed." And I remember, I'm almost certain I was at a mountain flying seminar where I was trying to learn. I was planning on flying to Alaska by myself. That actually never happened because the hip replacement thing and the hip pain had disabled me to a point where I couldn't do that. But it kind of brought up a thought to me. One is that I know him barely, but I can almost say that if we can choose our exit door in life, at least my exit door, aviation would be one of the ones that I would prefer to choose over others. We don't get to choose, but I love aviation, and I certainly would like to go out in under the picture of a love. And I really find that I've always said that if something happened, it would be worth the risk for me. Hmm. You know, I used to say it about motorcycles, but over the years that changed. And I finally realized I would be really pissed at myself if I died on a motorcycle because I know better and I don't love it. I liked it. But to find something, a passionate love of your life that is a creative and a hobby, I just think a lot of people are not trying to reach out for that anymore. They've kind of like, I did that a long time ago. Hey, I'm starting to play violin right now. Anybody can find these kind of pathways. Yeah, they're hard work, they're discipline, but they are so rewarding, and I just don't want to ever get to a point where I don't do this. And then secondly, before our time runs out, I want to say that, you know, I don't know, and I know this is off the subject, but it has to do with, I think about my death a lot. Memento mori, which is an old ancient Stoic saying that says, you know, prepare like today could be your last day. So act today that you know that. Well, my father, who's passed away about 15 or 20 years ago, because I left a marriage that needed to be left, I left him with a two-car loads worth of stuff. I've never had one single time where I could hear his voice. And this podcast will be for my grandkids, because I know it'll be around forever.
So while you're going through that with the last minute we have, I will say this. It's really odd you bring that up.
Yep.
Because I just had a conversation with my mom. My mom just said my uncle passed away a year ago in his late 70s. But I have such great memories of my grandfather. Mm-hmm. I mean, John, I've shared them with you. Watermelon, yes. Cutting the grass. And maybe I've said it to you. The thing I miss the most, and it's silly, is I want to hear his voice.
Same.
I used to walk into his house, and he would always be in his back bedroom.
Uh-huh.
When I walked in, I would hear, Bub, because that's what he called me. And I can hear it, but I can't.
No, I know.
On this stupid phone that has everything. I've told Mom, I said, I wish we had some sort of movies, home, anything, where I could just shut my eyes and hear his voice. Oh, my God. And to your point, I think that's why one of the effects of doing rock podcast and radio is we don't understand that our kids and grandkids will be able to go back and say, that's Papa or that's Dad. What a great gift you're giving them. Good job.
Well
done.
Both you and I, it's one thing to see a home movie at Christmas. Mm-hmm. It's another to hear us speak from our heart, which we do. You have many times over your thousands of podcasts. I have many times over my, probably a 2,000 or 3,000.
Right.
And it's not like the education stuff. We are actually, just like today, I just shared a moment of emotion with me.
They will filter through the how does a vitamin D affect our system to get to the hear Papa or whatever they call you, Granddad, to hear him talk about flying a plane.
Bingo.
That's what they'll get to.
They can get to know me if I leave tomorrow.
That's it. They can put pieces together from what your daughter and son-in-law will tell them versus this and the videos, and they can put together the picture of a man that they knew but didn't get to keep around. Bingo. That's awesome.
Love it.
Yeah, well, great way to do it.
Thank you. Well, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio and podcast presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic 98.1 The Lake. For past shows, go to your podcast platform or find us online at Vital Health Radio. For Clint Powell, Ed Jones, and the amazing 37 staff members of Nutrition World, we thank you for taking your important time out of your day to spend it with us. And if you are interested in potentially putting an application in Nutrition World, send it to info@nutritionw.com. info@nutritionw.com. We need one more person to work Saturdays and evenings, but you got to have a passion. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.